Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the team, 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we are streaming live on the Odyssey app, wherever you may be. You can also catch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Later today, you have the Nats home opener, 106.7 The Fan and Team 980. We'll both be broadcasting live at the Green Turtle in Navy Yard today for the Nats home opener. So stop by, say hello to everybody at the Green Turtle in Navy Yard. And, you know, our merch shop, it has stepped up. New gear just in time for the baseball season, including officially licensed Nats-themed gear. You can get your hands on We've Got Wood shirt. In honor of James Wood.
Very good. Nice.
That's new,
like catchy that. Cakes.
It is catchy.
I think
the
I can sell some of those.
Cruise missile shirt. Cruise Wood 24 campaign theme shirt. Or check out the rest of the collection. In conjunction with Breaking Tea, come out to the Green Turtle today for your chance to win one of those nice shirts for
in
free.
In a weird bit of irony, I'm 98%, I'm actually 100% sure that James Wood, who grew up in Olney, he may have a Rockville address, he grew up off of Morning Wood Drive.
Oh, really?
He's not on that street, but he's on a street that dovetails onto that street.
Gotcha.
So it's kind of a weird coincidence.
It really
is.
That's all that
Wood
is.
Lived off of Morning Wood.
Yes, that's
right,
correct.
I see what you're doing there.
It's all woods.
It is all woods.
And, by the way, the Nat should have won the series in Cincinnati to open it up.
It was a devastating way to lose.
They played really well on Saturday and won that game 7-6. And then C.J. Abrams had three stolen bases in that game.
Three swipers.
He's going to if he gets on base, he's going to steal 65-70.
It's kind of what he does.
And then Lane Thomas had a couple of stolen bases yesterday. So top of the order has been running. But they had a two-run lead in the ninth.
Yeah. I was listening to it on 106.7 The Fan. Yeah. Like, I was doing your old DeMath a bit where you go, chalk them up.
Chalk it up.
Basically
you were chalking up the dub.
I was waiting for Charlie Slows to say, that's a curly W. I was just waiting for it because Finnegan was
one pitch away
from sealing the deal. And
gives up a double, then a dinger, and then so it's tied, then he gives up the walk-off.
And it happened with the quickness, too.
Yep.
I want to say it was like under 5 minutes span of listening to the radio.
Just brutal.
It was a brutal way to lose.
Rizzo must have been livid.
I can't even imagine.
If we lose our overs bet on the Nats, and it's very early to start forecasting whether that's going to hit or not.
But if
we lose it by one game,
yeah, that's that one.
That is the game that we'll point to. The opening series in Cincinnati.
Will that be you think that'll be the worst loss? But I feel like that's a kind of a common
baseball.
It's a pretty
bad one. Because I think if you went to like ESPN's matchup predictor,
you got a two-run lead in the ninth.
They run the analytics to see
98% probably.
Had to be higher. I would guess higher than 98%.
Maybe higher, yeah.
And you just have that stolen away from you?
It's got to be pretty high.
That's a great question.
I mean,
so there was a two-run pitch. How many outs? One out? Or two outs?
Two outs.
Two outs.
Full count.
Two-run lead. 3-2 count. What are the odds of winning right there?
But don't you recall the playoffs of the past?
I've
been down that road.
I was just waiting for Charlie's signature call, and I didn't. I was robbed of it.
I feel like Finnegan had had some of those same type of performances last year. Same, just brutal losses.
It's just bad when you hear either Dave or Charlie say, to the warning track, to the wall. Then you're just like, oh, there's only one spot left over the wall, which isn't great.
All right, yeah. Cakes. Yep. Bottom of the ninth.
Yep. Full
win
count.
Probability.
Yeah.
98.6%.
98.6. Yeah. Is that looks your body like, temperature? 98.6.
I think that's it.
Your body temperature
should
percentage.
Be anyway. Yeah.
Like, yeah. If you have a 98.6% sweat of winning, you feel like you're going to win.
Dude, even after the double,
you feel pretty confident at that point.
Even after the double, it was 95.4%.
Not in my brain, it wasn't. I wasn't feeling great after he gave up the double.
Oh, yeah. That was bad. Should have won that series.
That was a tough one. That's a tough way to leave Cincinnati.
But now you got Pittsburgh coming in today for a three-gamer.
By the way, props also to Trey Lipscomb, the local kid that went to high school at Urbana, who got the early call-up, hit his first home run yesterday.
He did.
He was ready to be the GOAT, the good GOAT. He was robbed too.
Did he replace Garcia?
He played third base.
He replaced Senzel.
RG3 was begging on Twitter for someone to get his home run ball back. I don't know how they know each other or why RG3 was talking about Nats baseball.
Okay.
But he was begging to the Reds faithful to get this guy's ball back.
Really?
Someone hooked
him up. Well, I heard the attendance was like 13,500 yesterday in Cincinnati. I don't think it's going to be that hard. I don't think it's going to be that difficult to procure that ball.
Is that right?
I mean, well, someone took it home.
Third day of the series.
Yeah.
Third day of the series. I mean, Easter Sunday.
The Reds fans, they don't care about a Nats player.
Probably not.
His first home run.
We'll take a look at the attendance of the A's.
That's bad. Really putrid. Right.
I think their opener had like 13,000.
Yeah, usually you think the
opening. Hold on. Valdez went to the O's game on Saturday. So the O's scored 13.
Nine runs in the sixth.
Right, and they scored 13 or 14 for the game.
Yes, they did.
And they lost the game yesterday 4-1. Apparently, Ron Washington, the manager of the Angels, after the second game on Saturday when they got pwned, called a team meeting after two games.
Okay. Yeah.
And so I guess it worked out for Sunday because
these Orioles are a problem.
Oh, Valdez, did you go to the game where Gunnar hit like a monster homer?
He had a leadoff home run. I actually booed Brandon Hyde because he pulled Gunnar in the top of the eighth when he needed a double for the cycle.
Wow.
And I booed him.
Very good. You're my people, Valdez.
I booed him. What?
A proud booer.
It's Bush League.
What was
how many times you get to see us? How many times you get to see a cycle in person?
Yeah, I don't know why I did that.
What did he need?
Just needed a double. Very doable.
Oh, that's doable. Yeah, the triple's the hard one.
Yeah, he had a three-run triple.
Was anybody booing Anthony Rendon again?
Dude, it's weird because I guess I've followed his career since he came up with the Nats. Mm-hmm. He's like a shell. He's a shell of his former self.
For him, at this
point? I do.
Yeah. Why you could see it?
He's just disinterested.
He's just going through the motions.
I think he started this year. He hasn't had a hit yet. I think
he's 0-11.
I was gonna say 12 at bats,
yeah,
but
0-11. Yeah.
But he's aloof. He really does not want to be on the field. And at this point, I just want to say, dude, why don't you just take your money, go home. Take the ball and go home. Mm-hmm. He looks very disinterested.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ron Washington better drop his ass back down to about eighth or ninth in the lineup.
He has him batting first.
He's got him batting leadoff. He's 0-11 or 0-12. But I'm sure the atmosphere must have been awesome.
Oh, it was awesome.
I just wonder why.
Especially when you score nine runs in the sixth inning.
Yeah.
Why is he so unhappy? Why is he so grumpy?
He's just a surly guy.
I don't know.
So
he's very grumpy.
He has a beautiful family, right? I mean, I guess you miss him, but then you know retire.
Exactly. If he doesn't want to play, just retire.
He hates his job.
The money's guaranteed.
He hates his job.
Right?
Well, I mean, just you.
Well, I don't know
enough.
If he retires. I don't know if it's guaranteed.
No, I would.
If you retire, you're not taking that bag of money.
You
got to
give it up.
But he's got plenty of money.
You got enough money.
He's been making $30 million a year for what? Yeah. 3 or 4 years.
I could understand not liking your job, even if it's baseball. I mean, it's a lot of travel. But just retire. Why are you making everybody grumpy? You know what? He's just happy being unhappy.
Let's see who they play tonight.
They play the Royals 6:30.
They do.
Yes, they have one of the easiest schedules starting the season.
I'm going to guess he's not batting leadoff.
I mean,
tonight.
If he walked away.
Oh, you mean the
I'm
Angels.
I'm talking about the Angels. About the
Rendon Angels. Would be walking away from three more years, including this year, at 38 mil.
Mm. He'll retire after his 3 years. I guarantee it.
He's 37 when his deal expires. There's no chance he inks another deal.
No.
So there are a bunch of storylines in Major League Baseball in this, you know, opening week. A lot of optimism in Baltimore for the Orioles, and they haven't even called up Holiday, who hit a home run in his first at-bat in the minors. He's got Mookie Betts hitting like 700. He's hitting a home run in every game. But
the Yankees went to Houston and swept them.
Yeah, Soto's off to a good start.
Soto's hitting like 519.
But in the world of football, one of the big stories was this Rashee Rice story.
Yeah, explain
this to me. So Rashee Rice, who's 23,
mm-hmm.
who emerged as a top threat for Pat Mahomes this year,
mm-hmm.
got into a car crash because he was racing, I believe he's the Corvette.
That's correct.
And he was racing a Lamborghini like on the highway.
Like on a busy highway outside of Dallas. Like, this isn't like 2 in the morning, like on a open stretch of road.
On an interstate.
Where it's just you and another person racing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's like, I think they swiped the minivan, caused a huge like pileup in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then they drive away from the scene, and then they left, just abandoned their cars and left the scene. Like,
yeah.
What is that guy doing?
Right. But he thinks he's not going to get caught.
Yeah, I mean, it's on a dash cam. Everybody, you know, there are traffic cameras everywhere. You're going to get caught.
So they started out speeding in the far left lane of, again, the highway.
Please tell me no one was killed.
Not an empty highway.
Nobody was killed, but there were people injured.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
The Lamborghini traveled onto the shoulder, then hits the center median wall, and then there's a chain reaction involving 4 vehicles.
Right.
So... it's just crazy. Like you said, to me, Corvette, Lamborghini, all right, if it's like an, I'm not saying this is right, but if it's an empty road
right.
and they're doing some sort of drag race,
like
it's one
bad.
Thing.
Like if I call JP and said, hey, let's go drag race on the ICC, let's meet up
right.
at 2:45 at this exit,
yeah.
okay, nobody's going to be there at 2:45 in the morning. If you want to kill yourself or we want to kill each other in some big fireball, so be it. But you're endangering, like, moms driving their kids around. Like, I think there was a mom with like a 4-year-old in the car in
Correct.
The minivan. Like it's one thing to endanger yourself and the other person driving, then you're endangering just the community as a whole in broad daylight.
Well, it's just pure stupidity is what it is.
It is. Like, just,
and then to think,
please stop racing.
And then abandon your car. Like, I wonder if he's actually thinking, I can get away with this as he's
I don't know.
Running like, away or walking away from his car.
If you're Rashee Rice or anybody else that just wants to drive fast, just go sign up for one of those, be a NASCAR driver for a day. Like, go to your local NASCAR track. They'll strap you into a stock car. You can go 100 miles an hour with supervision. You'll still get the same thrill without clipping a Dodge Grand Caravan going 90 miles per hour. Or I'm sure probably... faster than that.
Hmm.
Just remarkably dumb.
Well, what do the Chiefs do, or what's the NFL do?
Well, I mean, he has to.
It's got
to
be suspended.
He's facing some form of suspension.
Hope so.
I guess his thinking is, all right, they're obviously going to, I'm going to have to deal with this. Let me get all the drugs and guns out of here.
Yeah,
I guess.
I mean, I don't know what he had in his car. I don't know. Like,
well, they said he had guns.
Well, that's.
They saw them loading up guns.
Okay. Hmm.
So I'm just kind of being a jerk and saying maybe he had all kinds of
I don't know. I don't know what sort of contraband he had. I mean, it's in Texas. Everybody in Texas has a gun as far as I know. Like, that's
right.
Not that out of the ordinary. But
that's true.
What is driving racing in broad daylight and endangering everybody on the highway? I mean, you should be facing jail time for that.
I
like,
agree.
Causing an accident like that. I mean, it's just out of control. And you see it every day. You see, like, on the ICC, I'm driving 70, you know, the speed limit 60. And then you hear the motorcycle coming up on your left going 100 or 110. Like, that happens from time to time. I don't think there's a lot of that racing going on, but I'm sure it happens at some point.
You can go close to 100, I can attest to it, downhill and not even really know it.
Right.
Like, if there's nobody on the road.
They were splitting cars. They weren't just...
Oh, of course they were racing. I'm not saying
these guys
were
so stupid.
Right. Driving on a shoulder.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and then you get a hit and run, and you walk off acting like you're going to get away with it.
Right.
He should be suspended for a year from the league.
Amazing.
Right,
he might go to jail. I don't know if he will, but even if he doesn't go to jail, he should be suspended for 1 year.
Right.
No pay.
But this has happened with other NFL players, right? I'm trying to look it up right now.
Oh, I'm
I
sure.
saw a list where I want to say it was like 5 or 6 guys, so I was trying to see what the previous suspensions were for racing. A year seems steep.
I don't think so. You think it's
really
steep?
If you jeopardize people and you're like racing at a high rate of speed like that, I don't know. I don't know what the appropriate sentence is.
I think it should be.
But I could tell you this, as a guy that owned a very mediocre Corvette back in the day, the problem is when you get these vehicles, you want to test them.
You want to open them up.
You know what I mean? Like it's like, oh, this is awesome. I just want to see how fast I can go. Stuff like that. It's a temptation.
Yeah.
And if these got one guy had a Corvette with the other guy, the Lamborghini. Yeah. I mean, if you get a Lamborghini, listen, it's wrong, but you don't want to drive it more. You don't want to
drive it 60.
You don't want to drive it 55.
You're tempted by it.
You got an effing Lamborghini.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
This tells me Hollywood Brown's fantasy stock is going up. If Rasheed Rice is facing a suspension.
Yeah, I agree.
Misses games.
Then whose stock is going
Hollywood
up?
Hollywood Brown signed a one-year deal with the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. You always have to be thinking about these things, Jason.
Well, especially with what happened with Suggs. Now, Suggs was drinking. All right.
Suggs was way worse.
Ruggs.
Of course.
Ruggs.
Right. Way worse.
He was drinking, but he was going way over 100.
Yes.
And someone died.
Killed a woman and her dog, I believe.
So he's going to jail for a while.
Oh, yeah. I think he's in jail for at least 10 years.
But I think the NFL should look at this and go, look, these young kids are driving these cars going over 100. And causing accidents, we got to hammer them.
I mean, wasn't Jalen Carter was going like 110,
he was driving
right?
super fast. What wasn't Jordan Addison pulled over? I think before the Viking season started, he was driving an absurd amount of like miles per hour.
What was his excuse? He had to feed his dog or something.
I don't know, but he was driving like I think like 120 or
130.
He said
he was having a dog issue, a pet issue.
Like I don't think he was racing anybody, but he was driving like well over 100 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
but again,
but the difference here is. Rice caused an
140,
accident.
140, by the way. Jordan Addison was going 140.
You imagine going 140 miles per hour in your vehicle?
In a 55.
You've never been in a Lamborghini.
This is true.
Yeah. But that's
probably will be.
They almost shouldn't have them. Right. Or you should only be able to ride them on the Autobahn or something.
Right, just drive them in Germany.
Because you get in a car like that, and all you want to do is see how it goes. Like, you know, It's actually stupid to buy a Lamborghini and drive it 60 miles an hour.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what are you
dumb.
Doing?
Like, you can't use this vehicle the way it's supposed to be used.
Yeah.
I think if people, once you see the video, you'll get even more angry.
Yeah. Well, how many times have you been on the Beltway or 95 or something, and all of a sudden you're startled by
car flying up
and
then behind you?
Oftentimes it's three or four guys.
Yeah.
And golly knows if they're doing some cannonball run thing or whatever they're doing.
I do love cannonball run references.
I always think they're doing a cannonball run.
I don't know why.
They're going coast to coast, baby.
I always
Burt Reynolds and Dom DeLuise.
They must be doing a cannonball run.
I mean, that's an old movie, JP.
I know.
I definitely saw it in the theater.
100%. Joe Theismann was in it, right?
He definitely was in it.
Actually, the one that terrifies me even more are the motorcycle guys.
Yes.
Sure.
Because you know you can just clip them and now you're on the hook for a homicide.
Yeah.
You know, manslaughter.
No, it's scary. Yeah. Keep your head on a swivel out there. Be careful.
Hey, he might lose Rasheed Rice, but he's got the rugby player, right?
Oh, they did sign him.
Pat Mahomes.
Yeah. They signed the real fast kid.
Okay.
Didn't even know that.
He did the international development, whatever they've got for like 10 weeks, and he ran like a 4.4 or something like that. Yeah. Going to be a wide receiver running back
for
the
Chiefs.
I feel
like we talked about him a few months ago.
Yeah. I also heard a lot of hype about the international development guy who played tight end here. Samus Reyes?
Yes.
Okay, a lot of hype. Didn't really work out.
That guy was dreamy.
He was dreamy.
Great body.
Pants of stone.
Just couldn't play football.
That's the problem.
That's why everybody was trying to say that Burns is going to play the NFL just because Antonio Gates did it. That's so hard to do. Yeah. I mean, remember the George Mason kid tried to do it. He lasted like 3 days.
Jai Lewis.
He was like cakes. He turned in his helmet.
Great interview, too.
He's a hurting interview. Yeah, the guy had nothing to say.
Nothing. All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, where the Junkies come.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right back. I wanted to bring up this story I saw about Chris Smelly. You might remember him as a quarterback.
Chris Smelly?
Yes.
I do remember
that. Real last name?
S-M-E-L-L-E-Y.
Oh, gotta change it. Joned on a lot.
We got to change
as a kid.
You can't be called
lots of joning and bullying.
You can't
I'm
be
assuming.
Smelly.
Yeah, he played bad. At South Carolina.
Okay.
Quarterback.
That is
He's 37 now, so he didn't play in the NFL.
Right.
But I saw this story and I thought about it because when I stayed at this resort in Puerto Rico called Palmas del Mar, you see all these signs everywhere about riptides.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
my
Terrifying.
Uncle warned me. He said, look, every year there are tourists that end up dying, drowning
at that
in certain spots. Not necessarily that particular spot, but he kind of gave me just the general, hey, you got to watch it in certain spots. We didn't even actually go to the beach in those 3 days at the resort. We just hung at the pool.
Right.
But I saw those signs, and then I saw this story. So this guy goes on a fishing trip on his kayak. And
well, it sounds like a small vessel to take a fishing trip on.
Oh, this is the guy that was floating in the water for hours?
Yes.
That's
so
crazy.
He takes his kayak out off the coast of Grayton Beach, Florida at about 8:30 in the morning on Thursday to do some fishing. And then it was simply strong winds. And then he found himself 7 to 8 miles off the coast.
Oh, that's a long way in a kayak, man. That's no friggin' joke.
Mm.
Like, don't they tell you if you're standing on the shore and you look out to the horizon, that's about 8 miles where it drops off, right?
You could see
like,
Cuba.
Is it that far?
I think it's like roughly 8 miles. And that, trust me, that looks like forever.
Yeah.
He said he was in a big, heavy kayak. He said he got out there right off the shore, but the wind was whipping and a lot stronger than it was at the shore. And he said he was sitting up tall. He set up a big sail. He was giving it everything he could, but he said there was a long period of time where he was at the mercy of the wind.
Well, he's a
and luckily,
mega donkey.
His wife was worried because he was gone for several hours, and I guess she contacted the Coast Guard.
Right.
And he got rescued.
Wow. But he said, I just glanced at it. He said he didn't get nervous until one of the rescue flights, I guess, flew by him. Didn't see him at first.
Okay.
Oh, was that?
Yeah, like,
that
how
would...
can he signal them? Like, you're just a speck unless they're flying low enough. Like,
I don't know.
Here's his major mistake, in my opinion. Why are you going kayaking out in the ocean? Shouldn't you be, like, in a lake? Shouldn't you be, like, in
a bigger boat?
Well,
a bigger
some people.
Boat.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, some people will do it literally, like, 100 yards off. Like, they're not that far. And then next thing you know, you're just drifting.
You're getting carried
you're
out
You're going
to
against
sea.
The current.
Yeah.
You're doomed.
That's but a mega donk.
Did he not have a cell phone?
I mean, no cell phone, no life jacket.
You got to bring a cell phone.
You
and then
bring
when
a cell
you,
phone.
Then when you realize, hey, something's going on here, then you're calling 911 or you're calling Coast Guard or whatever. Yeah.
How does he have no cell phone? What a mega donk.
That was stupid.
He's the only guy in the country who doesn't have a cell phone.
Well, but you don't get wet. Get pummeled, by the way.
You know what?
Did you bring your cell phone in the ocean? On a kayak?
If I was on a boat
for emergencies,
by myself, I would bring a cell phone.
On a kayak, I'm bringing my cell phone in a Ziploc bag.
I'd probably
bring
a Ziploc bag.
And a
foghorn or something.
But I'm too smart to go out on the ocean in a flimsy little kayak.
I would never going to kayak on the ocean.
Never,
I'm
ever,
the worst
ever.
Kayaker ever.
I'm a terrible kayaker.
My family likes to do an annual kayak bit where we just light our money on fire for an hour and we go from like, you know, the dock of on the other side, Bayside or whatever, to, you know, some
secrets.
No, it's not secrets, but I'm talking about like in North Carolina.
Yeah.
It, you know, to just some, I don't know, just some land.
It's a contained area.
Yeah, a little contained area, 1,000 yards away or whatever.
Right.
It takes me forever. Always finish in last place. I can't steer the damn thing. I hate it. It's miserable. It's the worst experience on earth, kayaking. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, and that's with no waves. No,
yeah, that's,
current.
Oh, there's a mild current.
Okay, it might be a little current.
Like,
you're like on a
1 river.
1 mile
an hour. Right. And it's enough to make it exhausting.
Right. Imagine doing that with waves crashing
no.
in.
No, are you kidding? I know if I got in a kayak in the ocean, I would die.
All of us would.
Well, what is this guy doing? I mean, that's just stupid.
He's actually pretty arrogant. When you look at the quotes, he mentioned them. He goes, we're at the beach a lot, and I've done a lot of fishing, and I'm really comfortable in the ocean. I wouldn't say I was necessarily scared, but there were some times when, especially as the sun started going down, and I had seen the rescue helicopters fly over me pretty close by a few times, but they didn't see me, that I thought I was going to spend the night in the ocean. He's pretty casual about spending the night. To me, if darkness hits, you're done.
If you spend the night in the ocean, then 8 hours later, you're 50 miles
out. Yeah.
Or however much the current
is. And you have no sense where the coast is, right?
You're 100%
dead. You have
no
sense which way to go.
You know where to go. That's where you just give up.
Yeah,
like, you have no way to know.
You're not paddling anywhere.
You're just looking around like, oh, there's an ocean. Look around. Oh, there's more ocean.
You got to turn into, like, Columbus. I hope you find land.
Yeah, you just hope you hit land somehow.
There might be one big dead giveaway in the sky, which way the shore is.
Donk. What am I navigating by stars and the moon?
Can't tell which way the sun comes up.
Rises in the east.
I always get it confused.
I do get it mixed up. Rises in the east, sets
in the
west.
Yeah, there you
okay,
go.
That makes sense. But I'd be the worst mariner trying to figure things out by the stars and the constellations.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have a prayer.
And you're
not 8 miles away.
You're not paddling anywhere. You're cooked.
No.
We had a sail, I guess.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, he was asked about the cell phone. He said, I was going to bring it in a Ziploc, and he said,
right.
Just decided not to. Stupid move.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Of course you bring
it in a Ziploc. I don't think he had a sail. He said, my body was sitting up tall, and I was basically just a big sail.
Oh, I misread it. I thought he had some sort of a sail.
Who has a sail on a kayak?
If you had a sail, you might actually have a shot.
Maybe. He just said his body was acting as a sail.
Yeah.
Like. Guiding him further out to sea.
Yeah.
So he's safe. Everything's good now.
He made it.
Made it back. He won't do that again. No, better not.
He'll definitely not do that again. Did he have no life jacket, too?
No
life jacket.
No
zippy
life jacket.
Well, you know what? Life jacket is, not going to do him much good.
That is
he hit the lottery.
Supremely arrogant.
Is this what they call the kayak? This thing? It's in the picture. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big kayak.
That's like something you can get at Dick's.
That's like a kayak on steroids. Because most kayaks are about as long as this table and maybe a little bit narrower than this table.
Oh, they have those. You can buy those.
This thing looks like those, you know, over at Rio and Gaithersburg, you can get off those little boats where you paddle with your feet.
Sure.
Did they rescue Wilson, too?
Yeah. The volleyball floating out there.
I hope they got Wilson
Anytime
back.
I hear a story like this, it brings me automatically back to the guys who went out on a fishing trip. I think it was in Florida. This is probably 15 years ago. At least one ex-NFL player amongst the group. And remember their anchor got stuck and their boat capsized.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think one guy survived.
One of them survived.
One survived. Everybody else just floated away. And then down to the bottom, just like a Drabs lookalike Leonardo in Titanic. Met the same thing.
I have told the story before, not to belabor it, but just to emphasize how bad I am at kayaking. When I got my master's and I was doing an internship, a lot of people don't know this. I got a master's in education, didn't think I was going to work in radio, thought I was just going to be a guidance counselor, coach basketball. That was my lot in life. I did an internship at Burley Manor Middle School in Howard County.
Mm-hmm.
We did a field trip to one of those camps. And I had a couple kids in my kayak, and we got stuck in the mud, and I had to get towed out. That's how bad I am at kayaking. I was a humiliated intern counselor who had to get towed to the pit. It literally, we're going a couple hundred yards.
Right. It's not
great. Deep was the lake.
It's not a great look.
Stuck in the mud.
Yeah. Just 5 feet. I don't know. I couldn't do it. I could not do it.
Yeah, it's not great. Are you looking for the best seat in the house or your office, maybe your home office too? It's time for you to ditch that beater chair. You know you have one, for a new one before you are riding the bench with a back injury. Nobody wants that. So look no further than PVI Office Furniture there in Frederick, Maryland. PVI has an enormous selection of furniture. Check it out today. Visit their showroom on Monroe Avenue in Frederick. At PVI, you can expect triple play service that's fast, affordable, and customer focused. Hit a home run with PVI. Visit PVIPVI.com. That's PVIPVI.com. Business grows with PVI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hi. Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980. That's just going down the hoops wormhole.
Well, I mean, it's just nutty what just trick Luke shots is doing. From... I think that tells you what a joke the NBA is. He's doing underhand scoop shots from three-point land.
Well, that was also the shot clock was expiring, so he had to get something
all right, up. All right, all right.
But he made an underhand three-pointer.
You never see that.
No, I mean, can you imagine you doing that for Morgan? I don't care if the shot clock was expiring. There was no shot clock.
Say hello to the bench.
Yeah. Imagine doing that.
So I was just reading about...
Unless it was Mustaf. Mustaf would have been there.
Whatever he wants.
I was just reading about Cowboy Carter, which I saw in the outline that Drab put it in. I was like, who's Cowboy Carter? It's the name of Beyonce's album.
You're a new pass rusher. In
did you know it was Beyonce's album?
Yes, I knew it was Beyonce's album. Right. Yes.
Sorry, I didn't follow the album title.
I had no idea what the name of the album was.
I immediately thought, is it Cowboy Carter? Is it Maverick Carter's in the news? But it is... the number one album on Spotify, just crushing. And, you know, she dipped her toes into country.
Is it all from the Hold'em song? Or there's I saw Valdez tweeting that he loved the whole album.
She album. Did covers of Dolly Parton's Jolene.
Yeah, the album's amazing. The
Beatles
album's amazing.
Ballad, Blackbird.
Mm-hmm. It's really good.
She's got collaborations really, really with
a bunch of people, including Miley Cyrus, Willie Nelson, Post Malone, Dolly Parton.
Play some of the clips. I'm sure you have some queued up.
All right, so this was, remember the Texas Hold'em song we did up high or poo, hit or hurting with?
Yep.
It?
I remember.
Ain't no it's like every other song. It grows on you, for sure.
And then there's a lot of debate as to, I guess, if it's considered country or not. So, I guess you can kind of think for yourself.
I mean, it's definitely a country vibe to that song, no doubt.
Every song is almost like a country pop hit.
Uh-huh. What song is this?
This is 16 Carriages.
So is this a cover or this is a new song?
This is a new song.
This is a new one. I think the covers are Jolene and Blackbird.
I don't even understand. Stop it for one second. Sorry. Jolene sounds great. Everyone loves that song. What was that in the background, like that cymbal crashing or something? Whatever. What was
it? Was
that?
It almost sounds like a whip,
like
a whip on a carriage, like you're whipping the horse.
That's what it is. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Jolene, I'm warning you, don't come for my man.
Valdez is all in. He said this album might be the best music since the Beatles.
It really is. It's really
since
good.
Since the Beatles.
Well done.
I can't go that strong. But this is a hard song, I think, to screw up. Jolene. Making waves in the wind with my empty hand. My other hand on you. What's this one? Been a while since I
haven't tried to pull away. This is her duet with Miley Cyrus. But it's time for something new. Came out of nowhere, didn't
give no warning. Pedal so heavy like the two. I'm a sucker for Miley. I don't her voice. Know what you're doing tonight, but I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die. What else you got?
I'll say this. Apparently she's getting also some criticism that I have no problem with
her doing
blending
country
genres. Who cares if it's country meets pop, whatever. If people like the songs, people like the songs.
What's this one you were playing?
This is Levi Jeans. This is with Post Malone.
I'm a Post Malone mark. I think he's also doing something with Morgan Wallen, right?
Yeah.
I haven't owned Levi jeans in a long time.
It's been quite a while. Oh, girl, I wish I was
Levi's jeans. The way you popping out my phone. I'm a sucker for Post Malone. So I'm inclined to like this one.
Was he the Donkin Roadhouse?
He was,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
My son watched that on the plane yesterday.
I was kind of
hoping. It was like, bad movie.
Kind of hoping Dalton like, would pummel Post was. Malone. I wanted to fight him right there.
JP almost got in a Roadhouse scuffle while trying to get a slice of pizza.
The guy looked like Post Malone.
I mean, that's only five songs, but I think there might be close to 20 songs on the album.
There's 27 tracks.
There's also a lot of skits in there, too. But
how's the Beatles song?
Blackbird? Well, it just sounds like Blackbird.
You're going to mock me. I don't know Blackbird by the title.
You'll know it as soon as you hear it. You'll know
it
as soon as you hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, good for Beyonce. She's got another hit.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
Don't know this
all
one.
Your life.
Need a hook.
Can you play the Beatles one?
It sounds a lot like this one. Spoiler alert.
I know, but I don't
it's
have
it's very slow out. And kind of, I mean, it's.
How do you guys not know that song?
Well, that,
I
might
know it.
When I hear the freaking Beatles.
You. I don't know that song.
I don't know
that
I know.
That song sounds just like the Beatles version.
Play it, and maybe it'll come back to me.
That sounds like the same music.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. I mean, it's not Hey Jude.
Yeah.
Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
All your life. I don't know if I know that one.
Supposed to know every Beatles song?
No, you're not.
Sorry.
Trust me, you're not.
I'm not a Beatles guy.
You know how many times, the Beatles were played in my house growing up?
Was Robin Hero?
Mine was zero.
My only file on the Beatles is one of my buddies had one of their like
greatest hits
joints, mm-hmm. And so I knew the literally
yesterday,
Hey Jude, yesterday. Right. I don't know, Yellow Submarine or something, whatever.
Right.
I don't know.
The Big Sillies.
That's it.
Kind of with you.
Valdez, now I need
do you think
to play,
in a Puerto Rican Italian household,
I need
Beatles
play like
played a lot?
Like a not the most recognizable Beatles song, but play like a top 12 to 15 Beatles song and see if you can recognize it.
Do you know what was played more often in my house? You guys are all going to lie. Beethoven.
Mm. Beethoven was
Mozart.
He was a genius.
You're probably an expert on Beethoven.
Oh, I'm not.
But I'm saying you could probably recognize it.
Probably not. This is silly. What are we supposed to do? Name the song? Is he playing a game with us or something?
Yeah, I'm just throwing out like a.
I don't know. Kicks told me to play
what
a silly.
I know the song. I'm trying to track the name of the song. I don't know it off the top of my head.
When they get to the hook, I'll know it.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest Beatles guy ever.
But I like this song.
You want... I don't think I know the title of this one either.
Well, it's a silly.
I'm drawing a bit of a blank. Heard it. Don't know the name.
It's more of an opus.
Still don't know it.
No. I've heard this one 100 times more than I heard the other one.
What song is that, Valdez?
A Day in the Life. Might be their best song ever.
That's a great song. That was not on the compilation I heard. Like, as far as I'm concerned, they had 10 songs.
It's a deep cut.
As far as I'm concerned, they had like 10 songs. Sure.
I found this Azealia Banks, who's a rapper who always is only in the news these days for like making wild statements.
Okay. You say Azaleas?
Oh, thank you, Cakes.
Next week.
It's coming.
You're giving me chub.
Not that far away.
So, the song Jolene, it's about, another woman taking her man.
I don't know what any song's about, but okay.
Yeah. Jolene. I'm telling you.
All right, yeah.
It's about, yeah. Yeah. So Azealia Banks, Beyonce does a song again, and Azealia Banks tweeted out, "Who is this imaginary adversary that she thinks still wants to be involved with Jay-Z in 2024? She needs to change the subject. Nobody, and I mean nobody, finds that man attractive."
Yeah, she's a dumb.
Jonin. Kind of Jonin,
she's just
too.
Taking shots at Jay-Z. Right.
She might not be lying, though.
Yeah, Jay-Z doesn't look so hot these days. He looks meek.
You know this Beatles song?
Heard it a billion times.
Hold on.
Don't know what great.
Heard it. Don't know the
definitely
title.
Definitely
heard it a million times.
I've heard it not a million times.
Song, but not knowing the title.
I feel like that one's in movies.
I've heard this one like 8 times.
In my life. Of Rubber Soul.
No, hey, how do you know? Who would know? I mean, you're like 20.
He's an old soul. He loves James Bond and the Beatles.
I grew up listening to him.
Because your father played
it? Yeah, my dad listened to classic rock. That's all he played in the house.
So would your dad, like, is your dad, I can imagine, like, your dad probably knows how to, like, change spark plugs and stuff. Like, he knows how to do stuff.
Yeah, he's a manly man.
So would he be, like, on his driveway, working on his car?
Listening to the Beatles?
Listening to the Beatles type thing? I don't even know. Like, what's the scene?
I don't know. Anytime we drive around, we listen to classic rock. We had Beatles anthology albums. Mm-hmm. Right. We would play. My mom would listen to it along with Bob Seger cleaning up in the house.
My mom was listening to Neil Diamond.
Yeah, sure. Coming to America.
We had totally different childhood.
Silly.
Yeah. I was getting grilled about
I also took a history of rock and roll class at University of Maryland.
Oh, look at you! How many credits?
That's
three.
Is that your cheat code though?
What?
Is that kind of why you think you have extra knowledge?
No. Not necessarily.
All right. Listen, I think all the songs you're playing are very popular, but not for guys your age.
But did you hold on? But did you like the Beyonce album? I really think you should go through and listen to it in its entirety.
Sounded fine.
Oh, I won't do that.
Go listen to all 27 songs.
I'll tell you that.
No,
you should. You really should. It's a really good album.
As a favor to you, because you're my friend,
and you're a big country guy too. I want to see
like
what
country.
You think.
Here's what I'll do. I'm driving another death march. Okay. Actually, I'm only driving to the Mount this weekend. But on one of my next few trips, I only have a few left. I will put the whole joint on.
I would love to hear EB's country commentary on it. and what you think.
I'll tell you what I think. But I'm not good at I'm not good at listening to a song one time like you are, and you're like, oh, that's going to be a hit also. Stuff needs to grow on me, but I'll listen to it.
Coming up next, we're going to talk to Chelsea Janes, national baseball reporter for the Washington Post, 106.7 The Fan and Team 980.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.